Hello, Chris Jones here to tell you about a new podcast from the makers of The Bunker called American Friction. Are you confused by the American election but desperate to know what's going on and for it to kind of make sense? Well, this is the show for you. Every Friday, me, Jacob Jarvis, and our friend Nikki McCann Ramirez from Rolling Stone magazine will let you know what's happening, and we'll be joined by experts to talk through all the undercurrents underpinning how America will vote. Here's a snippet of the show, which you can find now wherever you get your podcasts. There's a link to the full episode in the show notes.
That track is just so good, isn't it? Hello, and welcome to American Friction, the new weekly US politics podcast, out every Friday from the makers of Oh God, What Now?, The Bunker, and Papercuts. I'm Jacob Jarvis.
And I'm Chris Jones. Every week in the build-up to the US presidential election, we'll be unpacking everything as clueless Brits need to know in plain English, speaking to leading experts about the baffling land of electoral colleges, caucuses, and crocodiles. And hopefully we'll have a big old laugh along the way. Or a good rage if we need to, right, Jov?
Look, I'm already pent up, so don't get me too angry, please, mate. We'll be joined from across the pond each week by our friend and real-life American, Nikki McCann Ramirez, who's a politics reporter at Rolling Stone magazine. Hi, Nikki.
Hi, guys.
Nikki, just to get us started and to let everyone know a little bit more about you, can you tell us the most American thing about you then, Nikki?
The most American thing about me is probably that I'm Mexican-American. I am of dual nationality, have been living in the U.S. for like 10 years now. But like many people who come to this country, I have roots elsewhere.
Nice. Well, that's the American dream all wrapped up there in a nice quick bio of you there. So today we're going to round up all the key news stories from America, from Trump's time in court, campus protests through to politicians killing dogs.
Don't forget the goat, Jov.
Yes, and killing a goat for some bizarre reason.
And for our very first show, we also spoke to a very special guest, Vanity Fair's special correspondent and host of Fast Politics podcast, Molly Jong Fast, to outline the state of the race as we enter the last 6 months until the big vote. You'll hear from her a little later in the show. It's 26 weeks until the election. Welcome to American Friction.
Right, let's talk Trump trial latest. Nikki, he's just about managed to keep his cool, but he really is hating it, isn't he?
Yeah, no, he is not having a good time. In between falling asleep and being fined by the judge, you can tell he would just rather be anywhere else in the world.
Talk to us about that fine. It's $9,000, isn't it?
Yeah.
Which is peanuts to Trump, isn't it?
It's peanuts, but given what happened, it was the maximum fine the court could impose. Essentially, Trump is under a gag order, a limited gag order that bars him from attacking witnesses, jurors, prosecutors, court staff, anyone else that's like involved in the case. The one big exception is the judge, Juan Merchant. The prosecution in Manhattan has accused Trump of violating the gag order 14 times by the last count. And earlier this week, Judge Juan Merchant ruled on 10 of those allegations and found that he had violated the rule in 9 instances. So for each instance, he was fined $1,000, $9,000 total.
What are the big things that have happened so far, just to bring us up to speed in this trial?
Yeah, so we're sort of still in the, I would say, exposition phase of the trial. We had jury selection early on, where despite a lot of talk about how it was going to be next to impossible to find an unbiased jury in New York City, they managed to do it relatively quickly. And now the prosecution has begun laying out its arguments. They did opening statements, and now they're examining and cross-examining witnesses. The prosecution is working to sort of build a roadmap for the jury about what this alleged criminal scheme was and how the major witnesses fit in. So obviously, I think people would recognize names like Donald Trump, Michael Cohen, Stormy Daniels. Yep. None of them have taken the stand yet. Who we've heard from are figures like David Pecker, a tabloid executive who ran the National Enquirer, who entered into a deal with Trump and Cohen to act as the quote unquote eyes and ears for the Trump campaign, kill damaging stories, as he did with the case of Playboy model Karen McDougal, and sort of act as an unofficial advisor, unofficial asset to the campaign. So what the prosecution will try to prove is not only that the central argument of this criminal scheme, which was that the payment to Stormy Daniels was an unreported campaign contribution, an illegal campaign contribution that was then disguised illegally by Trump's businesses, but that Trump knew about it and was an active participant. As I'm sure everyone knows, there are some credibility issues with Trump, with Michael Cohen, who was previously convicted of perjury. So the prosecution, in my view, is trying to ensure that their argument doesn't rest solely on the witnesses of Michael Cohen and Stormy Daniels. They want to build a nice scaffolding around their argument and just insert the major players, which we'll see in the coming weeks.
So Michael Cohen, he is due to come up. And I saw actually on LinkedIn that he's open to work at the moment. So anyone watching the trial and hiring at the same time, Michael Cohen is available. He does just seem to be making himself less and less credible, though. What is he doing on TikTok at the moment? And why is that causing such a stir? I saw Fox News were very annoyed by his TikToks. And I thought, yeah, Fox News are annoyed at everything. But then it seems like everyone's questioning what he's doing.
Yeah, it's easy to forget because I think he's kind of been rehabilitated a little bit since he's now, quote unquote, on the opposing team to Trump. But Michael Cohen has always been a sleazebag. He's always been a really sleazy. Yeah, he's always been like a really sleazy lawyer who acted as a fixer for Trump. And now he's on TikTok sort of doing these live events where he's like giving daily rundowns and commentary on the case and attacking Trump. And like we were talking about, Trump is under a gag order where he's not allowed to talk about witnesses, jurors, things like that, because it could potentially influence the case. If a juror ever found out about the statements Trump was making and things like that, it could taint the jury pool. What Cohen is doing, the defense could argue, is also potentially tainting the jury pool, that it's completely inappropriate to be making statements like that while you're a critical witness in an ongoing criminal trial. None of it's illegal as of now because, like, he has the right to free speech. He has the right to talk about it. But it's not helping his case. It's not helping his credibility as a witness. And I think that's why the prosecution does not want their case to rest solely on him, because Michael Cohen has a ton of issues.
And that was a taster of American Friction, out every Friday at midday UK time, wherever you get your podcasts. And you can go and listen to that first episode right now.